Rumpelstiltskin. Once a miller had a clever daughter. The miller boasted about her to the king. "My daughter is so clever she can even spin straw into gold." The king wanted to see. The daughter went to the king's palace. The king took her to a room with a stool, a spinning wheel, and some straw. "Spin it into gold by morning or you will die," he said. The daughter sat down and cried. She couldn't spin straw into gold. Then a little man came in. "What will you give me if I spin your straw into gold?" he asked. "I'll give you my necklace," she said. The little man sat at the spinning wheel. By morning, he had spun all the straw into gold thread. He took the necklace and disappeared. The king was very pleased. He took the daughter to another room with a bigger pile of straw. "Spin this straw into gold by morning or you'll die," he said. The little man appeared again. "What will you give me if I spin this bigger pile of straw into gold?" he asked. "I'll give you my ring," said the daughter. In the morning the king came back. The little man had taken the ring and spun the straw into gold. The king was pleased, but he was greedy and wanted more gold. He took the daughter to a bigger room. An even bigger pile of straw was inside. "Spin it into gold by morning or you'll die," said the king. The little man came again. "What will you give me now?" he asked. "I've nothing left," said the daughter. "Promise to give me your firstborn baby when you're queen," said the little man. In the morning, the king was delighted. "Marry me and we'll always have lots of gold," he said. Soon there was a royal wedding and the daughter was queen. A year later, the queen had a baby. She was very happy. But then the little man came. "If you can't guess my name in 3 days, I'll take your baby away," he said. The queen thought all day and night. When the little man came the next day, the queen asked, "Is your name John or Henry?" "No, you're wrong," said the little man. The little man came again the next day. "Is it Bandy Legs, Crooksy, or Boggles?" asked the queen. "No. One more try and I'll take away the baby," said the little man. The next day a messenger came. "I saw a little man in the woods," said the messenger. "He was singing, 'My name is Rumpelstiltskin.'" The queen was pleased. "You're Rumpelstiltskin," said the queen. The little man was angry. He stamped his foot very hard and disappeared forever. The end.